Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasakah for the second consecutive day. The airstrikes mark the first time since the start of the country's civil war 5 years ago that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between Syrian government troops and Kurdish forces that had been working loosely together against Islamic State fighters in the city since 2014. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told the media that more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Syrian planes struck Hasakah on Thursday as well. In response, the U.S. scrambled aircraft to protect coalition forces. The Pentagon contacted the Russian government as well, which has been carrying out airstrikes in Syria in support of the Assad government. Meanwhile, the head of the UN's children's organization, UNICEF, says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases because of a lack of water in some parts of Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting is preventing technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems.
Access to safe water in Aleppo continued to deteriorate in the past 2 weeks. The situation is particularly worsening for civilians living in the eastern parts of the city where taps have gone dry and families have no safe water through the public network.
The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire to allow humanitarian relief supplies to reach the city. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald